This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good morning, everybody. And I'm glad we were able to fit everybody indoors. What a great spring weather we have going on today. But welcome to the Waterway of Change, Complex Legacies of the Erie Canal. I'm Mark Wendell, President of Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation. Before we begin, I want to take a moment to acknowledge that this gathering takes place on the ancestral lands and treaty territories of Indigenous peoples. The waterways that converge here have sustained Native communities for generations and remain central to the cultural identity and spiritual life of many Indigenous nations, including the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. We recognize this land and these waters as the traditional homelands of the Seneca Nation and other Haudenosaunee peoples. We honor their enduring presence and contributions, and we acknowledge the histories of displacement and colonization that have shaped this region. As we mark this bicentennial moment and unveil Waterway of Change, we do so with humility and respect, and a shared responsibility to deepen our understanding of the many layers of this place and its stories. Thank you. Now I'd like to bring up to the podium Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation's chairperson, Joan Kesner.
Good morning, everybody. And thank you, Mark. It's so nice to be here. This is a big deal today. It really is. On behalf of myself and Governor Kathy Hochul, I want to begin by offering my sincere congratulations to you and your staff and everyone who worked to bring the Waterway of Change here in our area. This is an exhibit that's going to be first class to Canalside. And I also want to thank my fellow Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation board members for their diligent advisement of the waterfront. They're sitting right here in front. Thank you very much, Sam, Leslie, and all the other board members. We're inside today because the weather isn't ideal. But what it got me thinking that the conditions, about the conditions that our canal workers had worked in and faced back in the day. Driving rain, brutal heat, cold, it wasn't an easy job. But through the sheer will and determination, the 363-mile engineering marvel was completed 200 years ago and can be credited with making the great state of New York a leader in population, industry, and economic strength. It opened up North America's interior for settlement and transformed New York City into the country's leading strength, economic strength. And leading seaport. The canal is a national treasure from Albany to right here where we're standing. It was the longest artificial waterway and the greatest public works project in North America. The story of the canal will come to life for you as you move through these exhibits. Stories of sacrifice and celebration, commerce and development, ingenuity and hard work. Let me walk you through what you will see at the Waterway of Change. The 2,900 square foot exhibit invites guests of all ages and abilities to explore Buffalo's canal legacy through an exclusive and engaging lens. Waterway of Chains brings the canal's layered history to life with short films, interactive touch screens, immersed audio, and historical artifacts. Complementing the indoor experience, a series of outdoor interpretive displays along the historical towpath offers visitors a deeper connection to this transformative chapter in New York's history. The exhibit traces canal side's history, beginning with the significance of the industrial land of the Haudenosaunee and acknowledging the impacts of their displacement. Visitors will also experience how the area transformed from a rural village at the time the Erie Canal opened in 1825 to a bustling 19th century port and shipping hub. It also highlights the diverse perspective of indigenous people, black individuals, women, immigrant communities affected by the canal's development, offering a rich understanding of its culture and historical significance. Tickets to Water of Change are free. That's actually my favorite word, free. Just go to ErieCanalTurns200.com to get a time admission ticket. This is also where you can find our bicentennial event calendar. Bring the whole family. It's another way to actively participate in Governor Hochul's Unplug and Play plan. Getting our kids away from the screens and doing fun things and enjoying our beautiful waterfront. You can certainly make a day at Canal Side with the carousel, the bike ferry, Explore More, and our naval ship. We have our representative here today. Thank you. And enjoying being outside by the waterfront. Thank you. Now I'll turn it back to Mark. And again, this is a great day in Western New York, the city of Buffalo.
Thank you, Joan. You may remember this space used to be filled with a boat. Cleans up pretty good, doesn't it? It, you know, straightens up. But you know, Governor Hochul and ECHC were very happy to provide this space to the Buffalo Maritime Center for that historic community boat project. It, you know, I look in and I see John Montague here. What an endeavor that was, labored of bringing on master builders and the community together to create this replica boat that will have a great voyage in September all the way down to New York. So what, you know, great partners. But we have always planned for the next phase. When that boat was taken out on May 7th, 2024, the crowd cheering, I was happy it didn't hit anything on the way out. You know, we were planning this Waterway of Change exhibit. So we're back here today, you know, excited to unveil these stories to be told and to be experienced by the community. But before we move on to our other speakers, I want to acknowledge a few people here. As Joe mentioned, we have representation from our board, Sam Capitano and Leslie Zemski. Thank you for being here today. I want to acknowledge Brooke Anderson from Local Projects, who is our lead for the design of this wonderful exhibit. I also want to acknowledge Paul Warner, our locally based Hadley Exhibits, who had to take their dream ideas and make it a reality. Paul, thank you for being here. I also want to acknowledge our consultant, Brian McAloney, right here front and center. I think I didn't see Doug. Is Doug Kohler? Doug, for being here. Michelle Elise Burnett, who is of European, Métis, and the Long Algonquin heritage. And Melissa Leonard Parker of Tonawanda Heritage is right there. I want to thank you all for attending and also being such great contributors to bringing these stories that are being told here for our public to be able to witness. New York Power Authority Executive Vice President Joe Kessler is here, who's been, you know, helping us fund our projects to make these things happen. So thank you, Joe, for being here today. Also, Leah Mueller from Visit Buffalo Niagara. I thought I saw Leah right there, Leah. And Paul Marzella from the Naval Park Museum. So right here, thank you, Paul. So next I want to invite from the Buffalo History Museum, Executive Director Melissa Brown. Melissa and her team were extremely instrumental in helping pull together the stories and the content that was being provided and helping help guide and navigate what's to be told, what is important, you know, really unfolding the story as one full narrative. And we really appreciate, and also appreciate her and her staff are going to be being the docents here for the summer and for the future in really helping the community enjoy this exhibit. So, Melissa,
thank you. Mark. I really appreciate that, Mark. Thank you and good morning. Yes, it's been a long game getting here today for the Buffalo History Museum. I've been going to, I think, canal meetings since I first started working at the History Museum. And it's just a beautiful moment to be here in front of you today. On behalf of the Buffalo History Museum, I want to thank Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation for entrusting us with this tremendous opportunity to develop and now operate Waterway of Change. We are proud to steward this space and story along some many exceptional partners. And I would be remiss, I am going to repeat a little bit of what Mark said, because yes, the History Museum had a huge leadership role that it was entrusted to in this, but it was not done without the help of these exceptional partners. This project was made possible by collaboration and creativity of many, especially Chastity and Brian, our partners in the project management, and Mark, you know, by extension of that. The brilliant team at Local Projects, a beautiful machine, and our long-standing partner in a local gem, Hadley Exhibits. I also want to acknowledge the Canal Side History Advisory Group, of which I am the chair, and whose thoughtful guidance has been essential throughout this project and many, many generations of projects before that. John and I ran into each other on the canal on Easter one day when he was scoping out the boat trip down the canal. I'm like, what are you doing out here in Gasport on your bicycle? But of course, that's where you would find John. So this group has been essential throughout. The exhibits writing team was led by Anthony Greco, our Director of Exhibits and Interpretive Planning, whose steady hand and thoughtful approach has helped shape this experience. Together with our Indigenous collective and subject matter experts, each acknowledged on the welcome wall just behind me, they have shaped a story rooted in co-creation. Diverse voices require diverse perspectives, and this experience reflects that complexity. I also want to recognize our Director of Operations, Robin Foley, who's around the corner there. She's worked diligently to develop our operations model here at Canalside. Thanks to this opportunity, we've welcomed many new team members in the last few weeks, and they're dedicated to stewarding and presenting this experience with care and expertise. Personally, I've lived a stone's throw from the Erie Canal most of my life. I still remember traipsing around Gasport in fourth grade, learning about our local history. And that experience didn't just teach me history, it invited me to practice it. It planted something in me that has shaped my path. And that's the kind of door we hope Waterway of Change will open for others. A threshold into understanding, into complexity, into seeing history as not something just to learn, but something to live. Thanks to this collaboration, generations of teachers, students, and visitors will now be invited to step through that door and into a richer, more connected understanding of this place, a place we all hold so dear. So thank you, and I'm going to welcome Mark back up. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Next, I wanted to invite City of Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon to the podium. The city has been a wonderful partner in all of our projects here at Canalside, and it's been a great opportunity to work with Chris over the years, not only in his role currently as mayor, but also as South District Councilman over at the Outer Harbor. So, Chris.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everyone. It's an honor for me to be here this morning as we officially open Waterway of Change. It'd be great to be here any day, any year to be doing this, but during the canal's bicentennial, it's a little extra important that we're here. So I want to thank everyone who's played a role in this. The Erie Canal helped shape Buffalo, and it turned Buffalo from a small village into a hub of innovation, trade, and opportunity, leading to us being one of the largest cities in the entire country. This exhibit tells that story in a very powerful, but more importantly, in an honest way. Highlights both the progress it brought, but also the complex legacies that it left behind. I'm proud that the Waterway of Change exhibit reflects the diverse voices, especially those who are far too often left out of these stories. And it's just an honor for me to be here this morning. I want to thank Governor Hochul, the team at Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, Melissa Brown and everyone at the History Museum, our partners in government, the county, at the state level, for bringing this project to life. With exhibits like this, Buffalo's waterfront continues to evolve. But I think an important component of that is this focus on reflection and learning and inspiration, so that we're telling stories about the Erie Canal and things like this, but more importantly, the stories that aren't known and people aren't aware of, so that we know what actually took place throughout these projects. I encourage people to please come out, enjoy this incredible space, and enjoy this incredible story, learn from it. And again, I just want to thank everyone that's been involved. Again, Mark, Joan, Melissa, our partners in government, everyone from the board. This is not a small undertaking, but I want to thank all of you for coming together. And Joan, if you have any tidbits on how I can get my kids off electronics and to one of these events, I'll take any tips you can give, all right? So I hope everyone enjoys the exhibit and look forward to seeing you here. Thank you very much.
Next, I want to invite Assemblyman John Rivera to the podium. The Assemblyman is a great partner in state government, and we're happy to have him here today. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. It's a very, very special day. Before I say a few words, I want to thank two people, one who's here and one who's not here. You know, my first job in government was I got to work for an amazing freshman congressman who was a former assembly member who really looked at the waterfront and saw the opportunity that we had, and that was Brian Higgins. And before ECHDC was here, before really a lot of this that we see around us was here, you know, Congressman Higgins really led the way in believing that we as Buffalo residents just deserved a waterfront that we could totally be proud of. And you know, I grew up on the west side of the city of Buffalo, quite close to the water, but you know, because of all the ways that the city had sort of changed over the, you know, beginning of its time till then, we had the thruway blocking the water, we had, you know, all these limitations in infrastructure. But, you know, the congressman really saw what the potential was, and a big part of what we're doing to this day on the waterfront is thanks to his good efforts. So despite him not being here, I'll suck up a little bit to my old boss and say thank you, Brian Higgins, for all the good work that you did and continue to do at Shays. And the other person I want to thank is, and I don't want to age you, Professor Montague, but aside from the great work he's done here, my former professor, John Montague, has done amazing work in this space, really brought all the community together around the work that you did here with the Longboat. And it's exactly the kind of things we need to be doing on the waterfront, and that is remembering our history, preserving our history, cherishing our history, but really bringing it to a new generation in brand new ways, which is exactly what this space is doing. I say it a lot of my friends in New York City, and they might not agree, but New York City wouldn't be New York City if it wasn't for Erie Canal. Chicago wouldn't be Chicago if it wasn't for the Erie Canal. The Northwest wouldn't be what it was if it wasn't for the Erie Canal. And it's often credited by, you know, transforming places, but really that transformation started with us in Buffalo. And from a quiet village in 1825 to a thriving commercial port, the canal's impact was immediate and profound to the people who lived here and were going to call Buffalo home. That history lives in our architecture and in our neighborhoods and in the spirit of our people. And now it lives in this remarkable exhibit. And, you know, as the, you know, good fortune I have of representing not just this community, but the 149th Assembly District, I'm also the subcommittee chair on regional tourism for the state legislature, for the state assembly. And I have the good fortune of really going to just about every museum in New York State, which has been fantastic, from, you know, the Blue Mountain in the Adirondacks to Museum of Natural History in the middle of Manhattan to the smallest museum you could think of to the biggest. And I'll tell you, those other regions, they got nothing on us. Our history, our architecture, our cultural scene, our museums, our views, our waterfront, they don't touch us, truly. And whether you're standing in the middle of Times Square or enjoying Letchworth, this state really has something for everyone. But let me say that this is going to be a remarkable exhibit, and I can already tell. You know, we stand here today just steps away from the water that made it all possible, and we recognize that history is not fixed. It evolves as we deepen our understanding and expand the stories we choose to tell. And the waterway of change reminds us that the Erie Canal's legacy is not only about where we've been, it's also about where we're going. And I am so thankful to be part of this era and time in Western New York and play some small part in it. And I thank ECHDC for all the great work they're doing, everybody in this room. So thank you very, very much.
Thanks. Yeah, I couldn't agree. I think, the history and all the museums are, I'd love to take that tour with you sometimes and see all the history museums that we have across the state, because I think whether it's big or small, all the stories that are being told about the history of New York are well worth the time to go in and learn. And you never know what new information you'll find out when you go into these museums. Next, I'd like to bring Deputy Erie County Executive Lisa Chimera to the podium. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars is an ECHDC ex officio, ex ECHDC board member, and his team have been involved from this project from the very first day, and have been involved with a lot of the ECHDC development projects. And so Mark is always keeping us working towards the mission of public engagement and what is right for this community. And so we're happy to have Lisa here representing the county and for this wonderful opening.
Good morning, everyone. It is my honor and privilege to be here today. The power of collaboration is in this room. And things like this happen because we join together and we recognize the importance of collaboration. I do have some prepared comments, but they're gone because I'm a teacher. And I walked into this building today and I thought about the impact that this is going to have on our kids. And I hope you spend some time today reflecting on all of the work you did, but the work that's going to have such a tremendous impact on our children. And I was looking at the exhibit, and I took a lot of field trips, and I thought, and I taught fourth grade, so I taught the Erie Canal. And I thought about kids interacting. I thought about kids looking at postcards and thinking about how they can relate to the history that they're experiencing. They must learn from the past so they can help create the future. So again, thank you all for the work that you put into this and the impact that you're going to have on our children. It's amazing. Canal Side is unbelievable. I also want to take an opportunity to thank Governor Hochul, because she has had this great vision to expand the canal side, and it's happening. And Joan said to me, oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait until the next 5 years. So thank you for your great work. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa. Well, that concludes our program. I encourage everybody to go to ErieCanalTurns200.com. Again, that's where you can register and get your free time ticket to attend this event. That's where you can find the calendar of our summer-long events that include scavenger hunts, that include lecture series, performances, musical and spoken word, bike tours, walking tours. We are trying to bring out the message of Erie Canal through a variety of local, work with local groups and throughout the this summer. And obviously we have the Heritage Carousel, we have Explore More Children's Museum, we have a lot of wonderful restaurants in this area, so we welcome everybody down this summer. I'd like to also thank Labor's Local 210, who is one of our sponsors for this exhibit, that has been a great assistance in this. So now the moment you've been waiting for, I hope you guys really enjoy and get to experience and head on in and learn from this exhibit. And we look forward to you not only being here today, but coming back all throughout the summer. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.